This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you, Tony, and good morning, everyone. As Tony says, I'm going to give MLA's perspectives on how we think libraries can move forward in these challenging times to act as solutions to their chief executives, to their leaders, to the budget constraints we undoubtedly will face in the next 3 to 5 years. Much of this is clear. We have a new government, as Tony says. Their absolute fundamental priority is tackling the deficit. This means efficiency savings, better value for money, good return on investment, and a real focus on how money is spent. And I think we have to take a step back and consider the impact on the broader culture services that we're involved with. The impact is at a national level, with reductions to DCMS's funding, to MLA's funding and other agencies. At a regional level, with the regional structures virtually disappearing, such as RDAs and government offices perhaps. And of course, at a local level, where you will be facing huge challenges, reductions of as much as 20 to 30 to 40% in the coming years. We have to face up to these real challenges, but also realise that this gives us, I think, an opportunity to see this as a way of changing things, to move things forward and suggest things that in the past perhaps were unpalatable or politically unthinkable. To look at this, I'm going to focus on three key areas: positioning the service to deliver, meeting need, and new governance, delivery and funding models. Now, some of you will immediately spot my deliberate mistake of the morning, and I'll leave you to guess which that is in a second. But the first thing I'm going to talk about is just to take a step back briefly in time to the performance management system left by the last Labour government and how libraries contributed within that structure. We had 9 authorities using the libraries indicator within their local area agreement. 11 others explicitly included libraries within the local area agreement. 29% made reference. 38% have a strategic objective or priority that is about encompassing libraries. And in many ways, we should see that as a positive thing. But the figures need to be higher. MLA undertook some work assessing why others weren't included more directly. And the intelligence that came back from us was around a lack of profile with decision makers, inability to evidence impact, perception that the sector lacks strong commitment to achieving priorities other than its own. This is not MLA's perspective, this is independent research feeding back to us. So we need to change that, we need to build on that, and we need to move forward in the new regime. Clearly, we feel that strong evidence and advocacy skills for professionals and a well-established ethos of culture, what it can do, how it can contribute, is vital. Ability to turn good practice into marketable evidence, ability to develop collaborative approaches, a reputation for and ability to deliver. Partnerships are vital, and support of key senior partners. And I do apologise, because many of this may be like teaching your grandmother to suck eggs, and I know a number of the people in this room are already doing some or all of these things. But it is now crucial that we all embrace these principles, and we all embrace major change in the coming months and years. As I'm sure you're all aware, top of every chief exec's agenda is how to make savings. And how can the public library service contribute to that? How can it deliver savings and show it can deliver outcomes needed in a cost-effective and efficient way? The key message has to be that we're not a drain, we are an economic asset, crucial to the deliverance of local priorities. But at a local level, and we have to remember that we keep need to referring back to this is a local issue, that asset can only come about from an understanding of the convergence between local priorities and the strengths of your own services. Now, some of these areas are straightforward: learning and skills, increasing social mobility, making places more attractive to live, work and visit, and connecting communities. And of course, you'll be aware of others that your local agendas will have. But it's crucial that you impact your contribution to these key issues. And that requires collection of data, evidence, case studies and testimonials. It has to be about outcomes and outputs. It has to be used and disseminated effectively. It needs to be targeted at local priorities and key individuals. And it needs to answer those key questions that government are asking. Is it essential? If so, who cares? And why are you best placed to deliver it? Why not somebody else? What does it cost? Does it really offer value for money? Is it the most important thing to the local people that you're serving? Of course, participation will still be a key indicator. But you need to think more broadly than that. You need to focus on understanding and meeting your user needs and knowing much more about the needs of non-users. MLA is about to commission some further work on users and non-users because it's clear that particularly non-users, we still don't understand why they're not using library services. Market segmentation is increasingly important, involving audiences in developing and sharing, shaping services. That's absolutely fundamental. Communities need to be at the heart of what we do. We need to involve them directly, however challenging or scary that may be. We need more focus on disseminating the offer and going out into the community to do so. And we need to use new media. Such things as Twitter and Facebook. That is how young people engage now, and many older people as well, and we need to be branching into that area. Moving on to partnerships, I thought I'd include this quote that we had fed back from another piece of research that MLA has undertaken. And it's something that I think is hugely important to the way that we work in the future. If I just read it out. In the past, museums, libraries and archives have sometimes seen themselves at the centre of partnership arrangements. For partnerships with the third sector to be successful, museums, libraries and archives may need to relinquish this position and see how they can truly support other partners. We have to move beyond that focus that we are somehow leading partnerships now. We need to be actively seen as contributing to others, whether that's in the public sector, the private sector, or the voluntary sector. These partnerships need to be driven by the needs and priorities of people, of communities, of stakeholders. Often, the library sector will be seen purely as instrumental to delivering the priorities of others. And sometimes that is challenging for us, but we have to embrace that. These partnerships now need to be sustainable. We've got to move away from short-term solutions. We have to truly think about what is sustainable, what can continue into the future. We need to bury some of our parochial perspectives and work across services and authorities. And I know many people are already doing that, but I think now that becomes fundamental and necessary. And perhaps we need to move beyond partnerships. Look at mergers, acquisitions. Which services should come together, perhaps? Moving on, we need to look at these new delivery models. We need to move away from our dependence on public subsidy, because that will be reducing by 15, 20, 30, 40% in the next 3 to 5 years. Now we have a couple of choices there. We can either reduce our budgets by that, or we can try and diversify our funding bases. We can look at a mix of public investment, perhaps, philanthropy, earned income, and private investments. All libraries, I think, need to become more entrepreneurial, attract other forms of investment from the private sector and beyond, really develop more efficient services and models, and bring in new skills to deliver these new areas. They've got to consider, I think, new methods of delivery, perhaps less buildings-based, certainly focused on community and public need, embedding that need in service creation. Looking at cross-boundary working and working with other services, both within your local authority and beyond. Moving on to the structures that you have. And again, I know many of you have restructured in recent months, recent years, considering the fundamental challenges and changes we're facing. We think that needs to be revisited yet again. They need to be flatter, frontline focused, considering shared back office and management functions across authorities. Does commissioning services offer better value for money and more effective way of delivering? Cross-authority and sub-regional, can that work? Will politicians accept that? If so, undoubtedly that could save money. Links to the private and voluntary sector, how can they be engaged effectively in a way that fits in with staff, but fits in with community need as well? And what I just thought I'd throw in, systems thinking. Places like Brighton Local Authority are using the Vanguard consultancy, which looks at process delivery, taking process and customer need as the fundamental way of delivering service. A zero-based approach, which I know is fundamentally challenging and changing the way they deliver services. I've talked about finance already, and I thought I'd briefly return to that. You need that entrepreneurial approach, the focus on philanthropy. A mixed economy is crucial now, and sustainability is absolutely core. The investment needs to be based on need and necessity, not on historical expectations of what particular services have been funded in the past. What do your elected members want? What do your local communities want? How can you share service? Now, in many local authorities, as I've already mentioned, back office changes, savings have been achieved, and others need to learn from those examples of very good practice. And I've got two or three examples here. The work in Bexley, Bromley and Lewisham. The work in the northwestern Yorkshire, where 33 public library authorities joined together in 2008. 23 public library authorities in the northwest are working across local boundaries to deliver a shared reader development programme, Time to Read. Excellent examples of good practice, but I think we know, we all know now, that those the savings generated by those projects simply won't meet the needs of our finance directors, our chief executives, our leaders of government. The most proactive are now looking for even more fundamentally radical ways of delivering services and working with new partners. Some further examples of good practice. There are new delivery partnerships. In my patch, the joint working between the public library and university library in Worcester, Norfolk Libraries and the Women's Royal Voluntary Service to deliver the Home Library Service and Well Check. The strategic commissioning work going on in Suffolk and Warwickshire. The devolved services that have taken place in Luton and Wigan. Delivering across local authority boundaries, which is happening in a multitude of places. Shared funding to deliver shared outcomes, epitomised by what was total place before the election. I think may now be one place, but don't quote me on that. I know Birmingham, for instance, have been working closely with DCMS and the cultural agencies in looking how they can pool funding, using community need as a driver for the basis of delivering service and shaping need. Of course, via the third sector, and new sources of funding investment, such as the PFI investment in Downham Library and the Section 106 funding in Shepherd's Bush Library. I wanted to focus briefly on the Luton model. And as you're probably aware, in recent years, the cultural services in Luton have been devolved to a charitable trust and company limited by guarantee. MLA visited there recently and discussed with staff what it had meant for them. The feedback was it was about a changed culture, a freedom to innovate, and feeling a stronger sense of shared goals. And a quote from the leader of the council, Hazel Simmons, a charity running the services on a not-for-profit basis has meant resources not available to the council have been accessed and speedier decisions made, meaning the focus has been on providing first-class services to customers. So not only within the new trust, the leader of the council, who ordered the trust to be created, both see huge benefits from that change. And again, the other example I've given, Wigan, with whom I used to work closely, that has seen a fundamental shift in the way it works, fundamental change in the way that libraries and other services within Wigan and beyond are delivered. Now, coming to a close now, but what I wanted to emphasise was that MLA is committed to working with local government to investigate these new models of delivery, to ensure that library services are delivering for the needs of their communities and delivering effectively and delivering excellent services. As Tony hinted at the beginning of my talk, MLA has a broad improvement agenda now. Light touch peer reviews, consultancy support, best practice, and as I mentioned here, we have an excellent paper on governance and delivery models on our website, which I know many authorities are now using as a basis for their discussions as they consider how they will deliver services in the future. But I thought I'd finish off by mentioning some of the impacts internally that this may have. What the service is going to deliver and to who must be a strong focus for your change. And undoubtedly, all these models that I've talked about will have a big implications for workforce that you and others will have to consider and handle in the coming months and years. Service reviews have to identify skills needed to deliver these new visions and new models, and you need to bring staff with you. But business models are only as good as the people who are there to deliver them. And just to finish off, one of my colleagues was at a session recently where this quote was used, and I think the colleague from Westminster is here, so I will beg his forgiveness for using it, but I think it sums up the opportunity and challenge that we're facing. So Mike Moore, Chief Executive of Westminster, said, "Do you want to be victims of circumstance or creators of opportunity?" And I think that's the challenge that faces us. Yes, times are going to be very difficult in the next 2 to 3 years. Yes, it will mean budget reductions, but we now have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to radically rethink our library services and ensure that they are delivering in a first-class way to the people of England. Thank you very much.